This is Northwest News on KNKX. We're taking a closer look this week at some of the issues in this year's election. Washington voters will once again see an initiative to lower their car tab fees. Initiative 976 would bring car tabs to a flat $30. This will be the third time voters across the state will consider this question, and transit advocates hope this is the year voters say no as they consider the impacts on transportation budgets. KNKX reporter Simone Alisea has more.
You probably know a lot about your commute, but to really understand I-976, we need to take a step back.
I go up to the Washington-Canadian border all the way down to Portland.
Sprint Arbogast is our afternoon traffic reporter. I spent a rainy Monday with her to get a sense of what she's seeing on her screen while the rest of us are busy worrying about our own commutes.
Yellow is slightly slow. Red is definitely congested. Black on our maps, that's bumper to bumper.
The thing about traffic is everything affects everything else. An accident on I-5 also clogs side streets. A late train makes all the other trains late too. And that's just day to day. In the past decade, we've added a lot more transit service, replaced Seattle's viaduct, and of course, the region's population has grown.
Oh, there's definitely more volume out on the roadways. Getting from Everton to Seattle, I remember when they hit the 1 hour mark, I was shocked.
So Initiative 976 is about what drivers like these pay for car tabs, but it's also about the way local government pays to try to keep people moving and whether voters trust them to do it effectively.
Sir, how much are your car tabs?
Tim Iman is the sponsor of I-976. I meet him outside a licensing center in Bellevue, surrounded by parking lots. Iman has been asking this question for 2 decades.
And it really bothers people that it's not the $30 that they voted for over and over again previously. I hear it all the time that whatever happened to our $30 car tabs.
Voters have approved this twice before in Iman initiatives from 1999 and 2002. The big driver behind this latest effort is the passage of Sound Transit 3 a few years ago. The Tri-County Transit Package included additional car tab fees. And even though it was voter approved, that increase caused some sticker shock.
We taxpayers are really getting shafted. And I think that the initiative at least gives voters a chance to be able to say, if you think this is dishonest, if you think this is inaccurate, the legislature's had 2.5 years to fix it. They haven't done it. Here's your chance to do it yourself.
Iman argues if agencies want to add transit, they'll just have to spend more efficiently. But city governments and transit advocates say I-976 would decimate funding to improve traffic and repair roads across Washington state. Alex Hudson is with Transportation Choices Coalition.
People may think that they might be saving a few bucks here or there. What they will experience is the loss of those dollars through longer commutes, increased costs of car maintenance and repair, as well as just the time lost with their families.
Hudson says 2019 is not 2002. One big difference is we actually have light rail now, and trains to Northgate and Bellevue are coming in just a few years.
We've had an increase in growth, and so I think the analogy of trying to compare this initiative to the past is really, I mean, it's not even apples to oranges. It's apples to vegetables.
As we move down to the light rail station below Benaroya Hall in downtown Seattle, Hudson offers a different historical comparison. Voters' rejection of transit initiatives in the 60s and 70s.
Let's make sure we're not making that same mistake again. I don't think people want to look back 2 years from now as they're stuck in congestion, their bus isn't coming, and ask themselves whether or not it was worth the extra savings that they're making on their car tab.
That's the big question facing voters in November. If they'd rather just pay less for car tabs, or if they think that paying more will make their own commutes better in the end. Simone Alisea, KNKX News.